The cryptocurrency developed by mobile messaging giant Kik is seeing a growing number of third-party apps hit popular stores run by Apple and Google. Good evening, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from November 2nd. Also on today's show, Binance's Uganda-based exchange has seen large growth numbers in its first month, and the SEC outlined its efforts to police the ICO space in its newly released annual report. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. The number of mobile apps built around Kin, the cryptocurrency created and launched by mobile messaging app Kik, is growing. As of today, 10 are already out, and more will become available as the Google Play and iOS stores move to approve them. All told, more than 30 apps are expected to debut in the coming weeks. To help bootstrap the project, Kik raised $98 million in one of 2017's biggest initial coin offerings. And this summer, it announced it would support teams that are building apps designed to enable users to use and earn its crypto token Kin. All of the apps are aimed at a common goal: to see if cryptocurrencies can improve traditional mobile use cases, whether it's dating or task tracking apps. Still, there's one possible hurdle to adoption. It's currently not possible to deposit or withdraw Kin. That is forthcoming, though. Once Kik develops a solution they believe works, they'll then approach the mobile app teams and recommend its adoption. Next up, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, brought more than a dozen successful enforcement actions specifically related to crypto token sales in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. At least three of these sales reportedly raised more than a combined $68 million from investors before being shut down, the agency said in its annual report Friday. To be sure, that's just a sliver of the more than $3.945 billion in disgorgement and penalties the SEC collected during fiscal year 2018. But the increase in enforcement actions surrounding initial coin offerings and other crypto-related startups was significant. In its report, the SEC said, quote, "Given the explosion of ICOs over the last year, we have tried to pursue cases that deliver broad messages and have market impact beyond their own four corners," end quote. Despite global market doldrums, demand for cryptocurrency appears to be booming across Uganda, a country where nearly three of four people don't have bank accounts. Revealed exclusively to CoinDesk, Binance Uganda signed up 40,000 users in the first week since the world's largest crypto exchange launched its local subsidiary in October. The early results suggest a strong appetite among unbanked Ugandans for purchasing Bitcoin or Ether, the two coins the new Binance unit currently lists. Aside from the local focus, the effort differs from Binance's flagship global trading platform in at least two other notable ways. While Binance only offers trading of cryptos for other cryptos, its new unit in Uganda is partnering with a local mobile payments provider that will convert fiat to crypto or vice versa. The partner asked not to be named due to safety concerns related to managing large quantities of cash. And like its Malta parent company, Binance Uganda has no bank account. And finally, Israeli startups have brought in more than $600 million in funding from initial coin offerings in the first three quarters of 2018, according to an industry report. Crypto analytics and research firm One Alpha surveyed ICOs and blockchain projects globally from the past year, aiming to provide an overview on the status of the blockchain and ICO ecosystem with a particular focus on Israel. One Alpha survey counted 140 active blockchain-related companies in Israel, which, when combined with other forms of investment, have received $1.3 billion worth of investments. The $600 million figure represents an increase over 2017's numbers, in line with the overall jump in ICO growth seen this year. But it wasn't a huge leap for Israel-specific ICOs, with One Alpha finding that firms in the country raised $586 million in total during 2017 between less than 20 token sales. As previously reported, 2018 saw Israeli regulators clarifying their positions on matters related to cryptocurrency and blockchain. For example, back in March, the Israel Securities Authority recommended regulations that sought to differentiate so-called utility tokens from crypto assets that are considered securities, a move that came several months after officials released a draft plan for the taxation of ICOs. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. And as a side note, in honor of the 10-year anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper, Coindesk has published a series of features celebrating the milestone. To read our special series, visit coindesk.com/category/bitcoin-white-paper-reviewed. Finally, you can email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this has been Late Confirmation.